USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has passed another grim milestone in the pandemic, with 600,000 Americans having died of the virus. Deaths have still fallen off dramatically since a peak in January. The seven-day average has fallen nearly 90% since the winter high. All Southwest Airlines flights have been grounded due to a nationwide network issue. The issue is reportedly with the company's weather monitoring system, but Southwest has not cited a specific reason. The company has said on social media that they're working to correct the problem, but have not given a timeline for flights to resume. And Tropical Storm Bill has developed off the coast of the eastern U.S., becoming the second named storm of the hurricane season. Bill is around 300 miles off of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, and moving to the east-northeast. The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to be short-lived and won't threaten the U.S. Forecasts show it could further strengthen on Tuesday, but is expected to begin to dissipate by Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Following what he's deemed a successful summit with NATO leaders, President Biden is looking ahead to a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Tim Berg has more.
President Biden says the NATO summit has been a success. Biden calling the NATO alliance rock solid and unshakable during a briefing in Brussels, despite the efforts of powerful nations like Russia and China. As all eyes turn to President Biden's meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday, President Biden was asked what he'll tell Putin about how far the United States will go when the two countries don't agree.
We should decide where it's in our mutual interest and the interest of the world to cooperate. And the areas where we don't agree, make it clear what the red lines are.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Biden will meet with Putin on Wednesday in Geneva, where he's also expected to discuss a recent wave of cyber attacks originating from Russia, among a wide range of topics. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As thousands of illegal immigrants each month continue to cross the southern border, one border state's governor is taking steps to protect his residents. Texas Governor Greg Abbott tells Fox News about the moves he's making on the border.
It's a multi-step strategy. First, we are increasing arrests. We're setting up situations where if you're stepping into the state of Texas, you're going to be stepping into an area for which there is a no trespassing zone. Because I have declared a disaster, if you are arrested for trespassing, it is immediately a jail-based offense up to 180 days in jail or higher. And then we're adding to that working with locals as well as local residents. We are beginning this week to add fencing along the border where if that fencing is disturbed, that is vandalism. That is another crime for which we can arrest people coming across our border into the state of Texas.
Governor Abbott is expected to announce a plan for the state to build a border wall later this week. And the West is in the grips of a heat wave with record-setting temperatures and an elevated wildfire risk. The National Weather Service says temperatures in several western states could hit over 100 degrees for the next several days, with parts of the Southwest seeing highs in the 120s. Multiple record highs are also expected to be broken. With much of the West already seeing drought conditions, red flag warnings have been issued in parts of five states, meaning critical fire conditions are occurring. A combination of strong winds and low humidity is expected, which could significantly increase the chances of a wildfire igniting. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.